Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 19th of October 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, I always start with something that's British, and the only thing that's British today is that Sony is releasing the PlayStation Vita in the UK on the 22nd of February. Yes, 22nd of February next year, you'll be able to get that device, and that's it. So there we go. That's the British news for today. Prices are going to cost you €249 for the Wi-Fi only model, and the 3G model is going to cost you €299. Can't even get the price in pounds. Damn. Google and Samsung have unveiled the Galaxy Nexus and Android 4 at an event in Hong Kong today. They said the ice cream sandwich will be out and it will fit all devices and it will integrate with everything lovely and dandy. And they also showed you their brand new phone. And the brand new phone looks rather nice, I have to say. I do fancy it myself. They're going to make sure that everything's unified and it all comes together. And all the gingerbread phones should be able to get the new Android chocolate sandwich. If it doesn't, then they failed, but never mind. Motorola jumped on the back of that as well and announced officially the Motorola Droid Razr. It's going to come out for the US only, so the rest of us in the UK, who cares? It's got a 1.2 GHz processor, 1 GB of RAM, and a huge battery that they reckon is going to give you 12.5 hours of talk time and 9 hours of video playback, which is pretty phenomenal. And they also announced the Moto Active. Yes, this is a tiny little device that goes on your wrist, just like an iPod Shuffle, nay. And it's the ultimate fitness device. It carries MP3, so it'll keep you absolutely entertained all the time that you're doing it. But it's heavily integrated for all the stuff that goes along with all you fit people. It's going to cost you $249 or $299 for 8 gig and 16 gig respectively. And there's also a set of headphones that come with it. Bluetooth ones are $149 and the wired ones are $99. So they're not cheap. RIM also had an announcement yesterday and they said that they're going to have a new operating system called BBX. It's going to go everywhere all the time. You're going to get it in the playbook, you're going to get it on their smartphones, and here's the really worrying bit, it's going to be in your car. So if you go out one morning and your car won't start, you'll know who to blame. RIM have also announced that Playbook 2 developer beta is out there and you can sit and have a play with it and have a go at making new apps. They're desperate for apps because they've got absolutely bugger all on there at the moment. It's going to offer support for Adobe Air 3, Flash Player 11 and WebGL as well. And there's going to be a hardware acceleration, which means that you can do 3D graphics as well as. So there's a potential there. Whether it actually gets used or not, who knows? Apple released its Q4 earnings in a call yesterday. There's a shortfall on expectation. Oh dear. Only $28.27 billion in revenue and $6.62 billion in profit. That means they've got a total of $84 billion sat in the bank doing bugger all, except earning interest, I would hope. That sounds pretty fantastic, really. Their share price went up and down a bit yesterday, but generally stayed pretty much the same. Tim said that the shortfall on expectation was due to iPhone sales, thanks to all the rumour mill that was out there and people stopped buying them. Down 2.24 million iPhones, they'd estimated. And also, it showed that although there is a record number of Mac sales in the last quarter, still 70% of Apple's income comes from iOS-related devices. Apple is still apparently working on the merging of Apple IDs. According to a rumour on Mac Rumours, iCloud will be able to push things together eventually, but at the moment, it's still going to stand separately. That's just a rumour, though, of course. And Adobe have released Adobe Reader for iOS. I'm going to have a download today and have a play for it, but it does look rather nice. It takes all of your usual PDF stuff, and you can dump documents into it and out of it using your transfer system on iTunes. So that's a real boon. Also, Instapaper got an upgrade as well, so I need to go and have a look at that one. And finally, Hori have released the Tactical Assault Commander PS3 mouse and keyboard. It's a wired mouse and keyboard that looks really awful. It's got that urban tactical camouflage thing on it, but it's got a whole pile of controls, and of course it gives you the ability to run around in shooter games using a mouse, which is far superior than trying to use the controller. I'm tempted, but it's going to cost you $100, unfortunately, and it's going to look crap in your living room. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We're going to be back again tomorrow night with a big show as normal, 9:30. Full house already confirmed, thanks to Carl, who's now doing the booking. See how much better it works when I'm not doing it. And then finally, we've got the Daily Show on Friday, and then we've got the Max Show on Friday at 3 p.m. and the Photo Show at 4 p.m. So come and join us and have all the fun. And then we're having a week off, I think, because I've got to go on holiday with the family. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.